This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news, the headlines first. Programs toward proportional representation system of March 5th House elections to begin on 6th of December. Number of malnourished children increasing annually in Banke district, ending Nepal's national target to achieve zero malnutrition by the end of this year. And Russian President Vladimir Putin holding key Ukraine peace talks with US President Donald Trump's special envoy in Moscow. Now the news in detail. The Election Commission has started preparations for the House of Representatives election under the proportional representation system starting from the 6th of December. According to the Commission, political parties willing to take part must submit applications from 10 a.m. on December 7th to 4 p.m. on the 9th of December. The list of applicant parties will be published on the 10th of December. The closed list of candidates will be submitted on the 28th and 29th of December, while the final list will be published on the 3rd of February. A total of 41 staff will be mobilized for the proportional election system. Under the law, 165 members of the 275-seat House of Representatives will be elected directly and 110 through the proportional system. Nomination for direct candidates is scheduled for the 20th of January. The number of malnourished children under 5 years of age is increasing annually in Banke district, raising concerns about the feasibility of Nepal's national target to achieve zero malnutrition. According to the Banke Health Office, the count of identified malnourished children has climbed over the last three fiscal years, reaching 547 in 2024-25 from 425 in the year 2023-24. Health officials attribute the rise not to a worsening crisis but to increased health awareness and proactive community screening, which is now successfully identifying previously hidden cases. Medical experts cite a lack of adequate nutritious food, particularly protein, among economically weaker and rural families as the primary cause. While the Bheri Hospital's Nutrition Rehabilitation Center, the country's first, offers free treatment to all malnourished children with its 17 beds, authorities note that many families are unaware of this crucial life-saving service. The growing prevalence of malnutrition in the district suggests a significant challenge in achieving the government's national nutritional goals. The Embassy of Pakistan in Nepal has extended financial assistance of 1 million rupees to Bharatpur Eye Hospital in Chitwan for the development and implementation of a fully paperless hospital management system. Speaking at the grant handover ceremony held at the hospital today, Ambassador of Pakistan to Nepal, Abrar H. Hashmi, stated that the contribution is a modest reflection of the strong brotherly ties between Pakistan and Nepal. Bharatpur Eye Hospital, one of Nepal's leading ophthalmic institutions, will utilize the funds to digitize patient records, appointment scheduling, and overall hospital operations, marking a significant step towards sustainable and eco-friendly healthcare delivery. The International Day for the Abolition of Slavery is being observed worldwide, including in Nepal today, highlighting ongoing efforts to end all forms of human exploitation. The United Nations General Assembly established this day after adopting the Convention for the Suppression of the Traffic in Persons and the Exploitation of the Prostitution of Others on the 2nd of December 1949. The day is commemorated each year to raise global awareness not only of historic slavery but also of growing threat of modern slavery, which includes human trafficking, forced labor, sexual exploitation, child labor, forced marriage, and the use of children in armed conflict. According to global estimates, nearly 50 million people are currently trapped in modern slavery, with many subjected to forced labor and coercive exploitation. Women and children remain disproportionately affected. Experts note that traffickers and exploiters often prey on poverty, inequality, discrimination, displacement, and weak protection systems, targeting marginalized communities, minorities, indigenous groups, and migrant workers. In Nepal, various programs and discussions are being held today urging stronger collaboration among government bodies, civil society and communities to curb human trafficking and all forms of slavery-like practices. As modern exploitation persists, advocates emphasize that protecting human rights, promoting social institutions and delivering justice for victims must remain top priorities. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international updates. Russian President Vladimir Putin is set to meet the United States Special Envoy Steve Witkoff in Moscow today, as the White House has expressed strong optimism about reaching a deal to end the Ukraine war. According to the BBC, U.S. President Donald Trump's son-in-law, Jared Kushner, who has been serving as an informal diplomatic advisor, is also expected to attend the talks. The high-level meeting follows 2 days of negotiations in Florida between Ukrainian and American officials, including Witkoff and Kushner. The discussions focused on refining a U.S.-backed peace plan that has been considered favorable to Russia. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said that Florida talks were constructive, but noted that several difficult issues remain unresolved. After meeting French President Emmanuel Macron in Paris on Monday, President Zelensky said Ukraine's main priorities in peace negotiations are preserving its sovereignty and securing strong security guarantees. He said the territorial issue remains the most difficult part of the talks, as Russia continues to demand that Ukraine hand over eastern territories still under Kyiv's control, something Ukraine has repeatedly rejected. Meanwhile, White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt said that the draft peace agreement had been significantly refined and that the U.S. administration remains very optimistic about the progress. The death toll from last week's devastating floods in Indonesia has risen to more than 500 as rescue teams continue efforts to reach remote and badly affected areas. The floods were triggered by a rare cyclone that formed over the Malacca Strait and have affected three provinces, impacting around 1.4 million people, according to Indonesia's Disaster Management Agency. About 500 people are still missing and thousands have been injured. Now sports cricket. Two matches are being played in the second edition of the Nepal Premier League underway at the Trivan University International Cricket Ground in Kirtipur today. Defending team Janakpur Bolts are currently taking on Chitwan Rhinos, while the second match will start at 4 p.m. and will feature Pokhara Avengers against Karnaliaks in a day-night fixture. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today, according to the Meteorological Forecasting Division. The weather will be partly cloudy over the hilly and mountainous regions of Karnali province and Sudar Paschim province, while it will be mainly fair in the rest of the country. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. But before wrapping up, the headlines once again. Programs toward proportional representation system of March 5th House elections to begin on the 6th of December. Number of malnourished children increasing annually in Bangkok district, ending Nepal's national target to achieve zero malnutrition by the end of this year. And Russian President Vladimir Putin holding key Ukraine peace talks with U.S. President Donald Trump's envoy in Moscow. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can also listen to us online at our website, www.radionepalonline.com. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.